USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill will be passed this week, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We'll bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration.
Speaker Pelosi on ABC's This Week. The bill includes funding for roads, bridges, high-speed internet, rail and transit, drinking water upgrades, and other priorities meant to shore up the nation's infrastructure. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez telling Fox News he's not so hot on the bill.
The price of gas is going up, the price of eggs, the price of basic necessities is through the roof. At the end of the day, the spending is completely out of control. We have to stop somewhere because eventually the bill becomes due, and it's going to come due in the form of higher taxes for everyone.
The legislation was passed in the Senate last month with bipartisan support, 19 Republicans and every Democrat voting for it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Four former Trump administration officials, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and strategist Steve Bannon, the subject of subpoenas.
The Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol issued its first round of subpoenas Thursday, targeting close aides and allies of former President Donald Trump. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't received one.
You know, I haven't received any subpoena, but it just goes to show this is more about politics than anything else. There's only two questions that this committee should actually be looked upon. Why was the Capitol left so ill-prepared? And how can we make sure that this never happens again? But that's not what they're focused on.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Tragic news at the Padres baseball game on Saturday afternoon. Authorities say a mother and her two-year-old son fell from the concourse level six stories to their deaths, and it's being investigated as homicide. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Border Patrol chief says mounted officers did nothing wrong. And the photographer behind those images depicting Border Patrol agents on horseback, apparently whipping people, has this to say.
Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday claimed that images of Border Patrol agents swinging long reins while interacting with Haitian migrants were reminiscent of the treatment of African Americans during times of slavery. Former Del Rio Sector Border Chief Austin Scarrow has a different take, appearing on Fox News.
I can't see any violation of law or policy. I see no one being whipped or strapped, as the President and Secretary Mayorkas have stated. What I did see was a United States Border Patrol agent exercising his sworn duty to stop an illegal entry from occurring.
The photographer told El Paso's KTSM things are not exactly what they seem when it comes to the photos. From certain angles, it appears to show Border Patrol whipping migrants, but photographer Paul Ratji said he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone.
The Haitian man started running, trying to go around the horses. And that's kind of when the whole thing happened. I didn't ever see him whip anybody.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A massive cloud of ash preventing flights in and out of the Spanish island of La Palma as molten rock continues to be flung high into the air from an erupting volcano. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.